Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, I'm just checking my vocal folds. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, Rick Adams, and good evening. Welcome to the program on this Monday night edition of Uncensored Radio Free America. And we have an open line tonight, and I really want to get right into the matters at hand. And, of course, among them is the so-called election. And the way the media are reporting on the results of primaries and caucuses is certainly more evidence of what we have been saying since day one. And among those things we've been saying is that this election is really an election about the media. And now we have two media, remember that now, two basic and fundamentally different media. Media is plural, remember. We have the so-called mainstream media, which, of course, includes the Times, L.A. and New York, the Post, or Compost, as some would refer to it, the Washington Post, the Boston Herald Un-American, and, of course, a number of other rag sheets throughout the country. Also, in addition to them, we have the so-called main three networks, and then Fox News, and the rest of them. On the other hand, we have the real media, that is the alternative, unfettered, uncensored, truthful media of Vox Populi, the voice of the people and how they feel. So this election is really a fantastic example of the fact that the election is more than an election of the candidates versus the candidate, Ron Paul. It's about who controls the media and how corrupt are the media. Well, thankfully, the American public now, that is those who coast on the Internet quite frequently, now know the answer clearly, and that we have a war that Pat Buchanan had referred to in the 1990s when he ran for president, the culture war. Well, that was euphemistically putting it. In fact, it is a war for the minds and souls of the viewers and the listeners and the readers. And that is why this election proves more than who is the most worthy candidate for president. It proves unequivocally that the media are the enemy. They are the enemy of not only the American public, but of our way of life, of our Constitution, of our heritage, and that they have made that abundantly clear in debate after debate, I need not have to speak about. You can already see that. You can clearly, obviously see that fact. And when we come back from the first break, I want to go over some of the Ron Paul numbers, and they're very impressive. You wouldn't know it, again, to read the so-called mainstream media. But we're going to get into some heavy issues and heavy facts tonight, among other things. And I welcome your participation, as usual, here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. And that's why it's so critical for people to support networks such as ours, RBN. You have no choice anymore. Clearly, the American public have been denied valuable information and news from, of all people, the very people who were, we thought, entrusted with bringing us the news. The proof is in the pudding. We shall return in 3 minutes with you and the program Uncensored, Radio Free America. Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Thank you. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years of the sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
And we are back, fellow Eloy. Well, the news is, of course, that Ron Paul beat McCain in the Maine caucus. Now, that's not M-A-I-N, M-A-I-N-E, the state of Maine caucus. And they're saying that he's primed to win over a third of the state's delegates. Now, that's important because in the race for the delegates to the convention, Ron Paul at this point appears to closely trail Romney for first place. And that's absolutely breathtaking when you think about it. While most reports about this past weekend's main caucus focused on the largely symbolic presidential preference poll, in the meaningful race to secure the delegates to the state convention, Paul is really looking like he's going to finish second with likely around 35% of the total number of delegates. So the delegates at the Republican convention in Minnesota, many of you know, are elected by the state delegates, and the results that many people are fielding out from internal results, that is, from 10 to 16 counties, including the largest cities of Portland, South Portland, Lewiston, Auburn, Augusta, Waterville, Bangor, and Brewer, had shown Ron Paul picking up 215 of the 608 state convention delegates so far. as of right now. You know, it's proportionate. It's not a winner-take-all. His strong second-place finish in Maine, in which he beat John McCain, is proof that the race is far from over. And Ron Paul said that through his spokesman, his campaign manager, Moore, himself. Basically, Moore said, speaking on behalf of Paul, quote, "We'll continue to battle for every delegate in this wide-open race for the Republican nomination." So the presidential preference poll was 70% having been reported. Ron Paul was in third place, just 2 percentage points behind John McCain. So as far as I'm concerned, you see, once again, they've skewed the results since then. Nevertheless, the fact remains that a sampling, a very large sampling of the voters in the independent state of Maine agree with Ron Paul. They agree, as far as the Republicans are concerned, that he is the first candidate in decades to ever come along who actually is a Republican. Whatever that means. You know what I'm saying, though. Someone who believes in the philosophy of the party. And now we've got Super Tuesday coming up tomorrow. And we have, oh my, yes indeed, we have all of these states coming up. And we have New Jersey and Connecticut and so many states in this part of the country where I'm from that, of course, the media have basically said it's our boy, John McCain. They've already told us who you shall vote for and who is persona non grata. And that's basically what it comes down to, my friend. They decide and you deride. You see? So, I mean, as far as the real race, it's not between Hillary and Obama. And there isn't a dime's worth of difference between them. It's in the Republican Party, where there is a difference between Ron Paul and the other candidates. I mean, Mitt Romney, for him to suggest that he is a true blue conservative now, because he looks conservative compared to John McCain, is enough to make you giggle and basically gag. It's ludicrous. And for John McCain, of course, to insanely and typically politically make the come on that, yes, he's the best bet as far as conservatives are concerned. He's willing to mend the fence. What fence? The fence that never goes up at the border? When he has done enormous damage to our nation and our country, he's a sellout and a traitor. For him to even suggest that any conservative would vote for him is ludicrous. I mean, as crazy as Ann Coulter may be, she comes out and says she's going to vote for Hillary over McCain. You know, there's a little bit of sort of logic to that, isn't there? Hmm? Well, now, this is what they've done on the MSNBC website. This is a classic example of how the media disinform the public. Perfect example. They have picking the president, the candidates, this section. Click to visit that candidate's MSNBC page or the symbol next to it so you can look up the candidate and what we have to say about that candidate. Well, of course, you know, they still have Mike Gravel there and some of the others who have dropped out. But Ron Paul is, of course, the one that we're interested in here, and so We go to the section that deals with Ron Paul. And these are some of the highlights of what they have to say about Ron Paul or want you to know about Ron Paul. First of all, they say at the top, Newsweek, Ron Paul on when he might drop out. The congressman talks about his supporters' rabid use of the web. You notice that word, rabid, use of the web, and how long he's staying in the race. Now, these are some of the headlines. Ron Paul has a shot at winning Maine caucuses. No kidding. We just covered that. Paul backers see hope in Montana. All right. Not bad so far. Ron Paul defends asking for special projects. Mm-hmm. All right, I can deal with that. Now, let's get to the next one. Paul keeps donation from white supremacist. My goodness, the world has ended. And from the AP comes the story of the candidate to take money and try to spread the message of freedom. And who's he taking it from? A, quote, white supremacist. And it says, Republican presidential hopeful Ron Paul has received a $500 campaign. Well, that'll break the bank, won't it? Donation from a white supremacist. And the Texas congressman doesn't plan to return it, an aide said Wednesday. Oh, my. Don Black. Is this a comedy or what? Don Black of West Palm Beach recently made the donation. Now, Don Black is white. And he's a white supremacist, we're told. Now, according to the campaign filings, he made this contribution, and he runs a website called Stormfront with the motto, White Pride Worldwide. The site welcomes postings to the Stormfront white nationalist community. Dr. Paul stands for freedom, peace, prosperity, and inalienable rights. If someone with small ideologies happens to contribute money to Ron, thinking he can influence Ron in any way, he's wasting his money, Paul's spokesman Jesse Benton said. Ron is going to take the money and try to spread the message of freedom. And that's $500 less that this guy has to do with whatever it is he does. Black said he supports Paul's stance on ending the war in Iraq, securing the U.S. borders, and his opposition to amnesty for illegal aliens. We know he's not a white nationalist. He says he isn't, and we believe him. But on the issues, there's only one choice, Black said, and that's Ron Paul. Now, isn't that terrifying? Doesn't that frighten the living daylights out of you? I mean, isn't that the most important thing you should know about Ron Paul's campaign? As opposed, let's say, to Oprah and her overtones, very clear overtones, on behalf of Obama. Well, that's not all. That's not all. Ron Paul endorsed by Nevada brothel owner. Isn't this amusing? Now, come on. You got to tell the truth, though. This is tragically amusing, but in a somber way, because as I said in opening the program, this is what you need in your arsenal of truth regarding who and what controls the media and why the media have now proven themselves in this presidential campaign totally incapable of even showing an inkling of objectivity in this presidential campaign, where a man of Ron Paul's distinguished career and his credentials have come into the foray. They have deliberately decided to use the very smears, the very vilifications, the very guilt by associations which they normally reserve for Joe McCarthy. Well, in fact, they are the smear artists. They are the guilt by association types. And they've proven that in this campaign. Political contribution boxes to be left outside Carson City's Bunny Ranch. That's the story. Why? Because Ron Paul, on a libertarian-minded bid for the Republican presidential nomination, says the federal government should not regulate prostitution. Well, then he must be for prostitution then, right? I guess he must be. Yeah. Dennis Hoff, owner of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch near Carson City, said he was so impressed after hearing Paul at a campaign stop in Reno last week that he decided to raise money for him. Now that beats all. Ladies and gentlemen, I just can't support Ron Paul. I just can't do it. As a Christian, how can I support prostitution? And you know that Ron Paul is in favor of prostitution, right? Doesn't that prove it? All right, we'll be back. Our number is 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Have you been at the front?
Front? What front?
Why, the war, of course.
What war?
Good heavens. You mean you don't know we've been at war with Germany since 1914?
Yes, yes, and we're still at war with Germany. We're still at war with the Holocaust idea. All right. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, back again. And those were just a couple of examples, some of the more onerous examples of media deception and disinformation to try to dispel people from even considering Ron Paul, the people that he would likely appeal to, the Republican, conservative, libertarian wing. And, of course, that is aimed at helping Romney and this McCain. And the fact of the matter is that what we're seeing now is an all-out campaign to try to find the right way to stop Ron Paul from going to the convention with enough delegates to really and truly shake things up. And maybe, just maybe, wind up coming out as the nominee. Oh, Hillary Clinton would love that. Obama would love that, wouldn't they? So they think. Ain't going to turn out the way they think. This is the first time, and I think everyone will agree with me, whether you love Ron Paul or don't love him, whether you think, you know, he's compromised here and there and he's not the best candidate in the world. Well, of course he's not. Nobody is the best candidate. Not in this crazy day and age in which we live. But he is the best that we have to offer. There's no doubt about that. The others don't even come close. But many of you probably feel that what we're going to see there is some sort of intervention to stop Ron Paul from accumulating the kind of power at the convention that we think he may very well exhibit. And that, of course, would be very interesting. You know, we're going to get Dr. Corsi on the show once again pretty soon, I think. Dr. Jerome Corsi is saying that, you know, he does indeed not dismiss the possibility that if there is some sort of a, quote, provocation with Iran, and those troops are there, the American forces are there. And I don't talk about the troops, the men and women themselves, but those who are the agents provocateur in Israel, in the CIA and MI6 and so forth. If, in fact, there is some sort of provocation, that would definitely enable George Bush, whether it's overseas or here in America, to shut things down. And that means, as we gather closer to the election, that there is a very real threat, a very real danger that, indeed, something along those lines will, in fact, happen. I told you before, and I'll say it again, I do not believe George Bush, being the psychopath that he is just enthusiastic about leaving office, and that he voluntarily wishes to hand over the torch, as it were, to another president. This man is deeply disturbed. He is literally insane, as we know. And Dick Cheney is in the same Titanic boat. So that possibility is a very real one. And the fact that Ron Paul can command such a heavy showing, despite all of the media disinformation and propaganda to the contrary, certainly ups the ante as far as I'm concerned. That possibility becomes more and more a reality with each passing day. You can give me your views and what you think of what I've just said if you wish. Our number is 800-313-9443. That's the number, toll free. And by the way, have you been wanting solar power at your home? Finally, there is an affordable solar. Take back your power, produce your own energy, and keep the savings. No rate increases, no equipment, nothing to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, and no performance worries. Just visit jointhesolution.com/solar-man or call 866-276-3975. Again, it's 866-276-3975. And just remember to support the Republic Broadcasting Network as often as you can and in every way that you can. Republic Trading as well. Republic Trading, of course, right now, given the market and what's going on, the ups and downs, and the price of oil, the price of gold reflected against the dollar, you definitely don't want to put it off any longer. Call Republic Trading Group, 800-691-7898. Again, 800-691-7898. And help continue to support the Republic Broadcasting Network, if indeed you value the freedom that you have left, ladies and gentlemen, and I know you do. All right, I'll be right back with you and the program Uncensored Radio Free America right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
And speaking of thieves and murderers, well, of course, the story in the New York Times, today, and the leak on cross-border chases from Iraq was by Eric Schmidt and Michael Gordon. And it's the first paragraph. American military forces in Iraq were authorized to pursue former members of Saddam Hussein's government and terrorists across Iraq's borders into Iran and Syria, according to a classified 2005 document that has been posted on an independent website. Of course, the document, which we talked about, outlined the rules of engagement for the American division that was based in Baghdad and central Iraq that year, 2005. WikiLeaks, it's called WikiLeaks, like Wikipedia, a website that encourages posting of leaked materials, said its goal in disclosing secret documents was to reveal unethical behavior by governments and corporations. It has previously posted the U.S. military's manual for operating its prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as a military assessment of the 2004 attacks in Fallujah. and then listed of American military equipment in Iraq. So, you know, the story goes on, and I don't have to read it. But, you know, the point is that right from the beginning, Mr. Bush's administration, true to form, had indeed engaged in illegal activity, unilateral activity, and the activity of a despot in the executive branch. Now comes along Cy Hirsch, who confirms the Syrian facility was bombed by Israel, and it was not a nuclear facility. And you remember that. You remember the story. After Israel bombed the Syrian military factory last September, the U.S. and Israel both claimed the target had been a Syrian nuclear facility. Under construction, that is. Well, Raw Stories' Larissa Alexandrova was alone at the time when she reported the actual target was a cache of North Korean Nodong missiles dating back to the 90s, which Syria had been converting for use as chemical warheads. So in a follow-up to the report, she added that Vice President Cheney was suspected of being behind leaks to the press of misleading claims of a nuclear basis for the incident. And the fact of the matter is now that, as Cy Hirsch has shown, he writes in this article, whatever was under construction with North Korean help, it apparently had little to do with agriculture or with nuclear reactors, but much to do with Syria's defense posture and its military relationship with North Korea. And that perhaps was enough to silence the Syrian government after the September 6th bombing. This is a wonderful sort of a complicated story, Hirsch told CNN's Wolf Blitzer. Here Israel bombs another country, basically an act of war. They don't see anything, wrong with it. The Israeli so-called great ally, the United States, says nothing about it. The Syrians say nothing about it publicly. They complain, but very muted for the most part. Nobody talks about it. Hirsch goes on to say that even though nobody was talking publicly, there was tremendous sotto voce stuff. In other words, the Israeli government, the American government, were leaking, telling newspaper people, particularly in America, but also in Europe, all sorts of wonderful, grandiose details about what purportedly happened. So Hirsch concluded, as a result of his investigation, that the claims that when you begin to look at each part, they sort of fall apart. He is not even convinced the plant was a chemical warfare facility, but believes it may have been a missile plant. Israel may indeed have some evidence that's overwhelming, Hirsch stated, but without that sort of evidence, what they're doing, they're simply bombing another country. And this from a Jew, from Cy Hirsch. And he's telling you that, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the kind of terrorism that the United States is hated for. Not only in the Middle East now and in the Arab world, the Muslim world, but certainly in the world itself. And that is why internationalism is evil and why interventionism is evil. And that is why Ron Paul is good, because he opposes all of this. And he makes it abundantly clear that if America continues down this path, we indeed will be destroyed as a nation. There is no question about that. In fact, all of the nations of the world must be destroyed as nations in order to bring about a new world order. Again, you must break the eggs in order to make the omelet. And that is the nature of the beast that we are dealing with. Now, here's a great column here. The illusion of choice in U.S. elections. And this is written by a fellow who is, I believe, part of the Middle East community here. And, let me see. Yes, quimsaya.org is his website. And that is Maxim Quimsaya. He's an Arab. He's an Arab-American. and he is involved in teaching the subject of Middle Eastern politics, and he writes this column on his own website, actually, and it's "The Illusion of Choice in U.S. Elections. Does it herald the discussion of these United States of America?" And he says very clearly, the 2008 elections were likened to the World Wrestling Federation matches. Take time and energy, but obviously nothing fixed staged. A more apt analogy would go beyond these elections. The whole political system in the U.S. is a theater play with predictable script but different actions. Yet the damage caused by elected officials is getting so severe that another 4 years may finish off the experiment that is otherwise known as the United States of America, whether they are a Clinton, McCain, Obama, or Romney administration. Candidates of both parties are allowed to advance to final rounds, whether in congressional or presidential elections, only if they are cleared by the real powers to be. This is evident from issues they can and cannot tackle. The cleared Democratic and Republican nominees cannot, for example, tackle the broken system with no proportionate representation and no system to allow instant runoff elections. That's one issue. Both parties have no interest, let alone ideas, he says, in tackling the entrenched military-industrial complex that is bankrupting the United States. They all support the pathetic stimulus package that will give some $600 tax rebates to 117 million gatekeepers, Americans, so that they can spend it and stimulate the economy. Yet the real issues that the individuals will not allow to be addressed of the trillions in private debts, the corporate and individuals, $9 trillion in government debt, which means our children will have to pay for it, a multi-trillion-dollar mortgage debacle involving large-scale fraud, the scandal of a raided, depleted Social Security safety net, the collapse of the flat currency, otherwise known as the U.S. dollar, and much more. Well, that's exactly what we've been saying, isn't it? Cleared candidates for presidential elections will never have to answer any real difficult questions about these economic matters or about the equally important legal and social matters. And he's right. And he goes right down the line. I don't have time to read the entire column, and I wouldn't. I don't have to. Basically, he's telling you, Tweedledee, Tweedledum, there isn't a dime's worth of difference between them, excluding Ron Paul, and he grants that. He certainly does take interest in Ron Paul as a legitimate candidate. But, as he says, Hillary Clinton is a bit, quote, to the right of Obama, and so are McCain and Romney, and Clinton from the beginning. All of them were the favorite of Zionists in the media, who play the game of Democrat versus Republican. They range from Charles Krauthammer to Thomas Friedman, to Mort Zuckerman, he owns U.S. News and World Report, to name just one, to Wolf Blitzer, to Alan Combs. Giuliani was an interesting phenomenon. He was so willing to please that Zionist establishment and distinguished himself from other pandering politicians that he chose for advisors, staff, and friends some of the most fascist, racist, neocons, and other Zionist extremists, from Daniel Pipes to Alan Dershowitz. This was a mistake on two fronts. These are people who know nothing about winning elections in the U.S. They are mostly a scorched earth type of policy advocacy. These are the Netanyahu Likud Zionists who alienated the other mainstream Zionists in the world, labor Zionists, Kadima Zionists, and so forth. So he says that we must face the reality that while some candidates give lip service to challenging special interest lobbies, this is a government by and for special interests. The Israeli First lobby, the industrial lobby, the military lobby. So what can be done beyond voting for the lesser of the evils while ignoring how these people get cleared into the final choices? We must always remember that it is our responsibility. We must take the opportunity to protest and to speak out, he says. We all know that freedom is never freely given, that it must be demanded. Even the simplest things would help, like flyering and speaking out at candidates' appearances in your state. We all know we must look in the mirror someday, and if we refuse to take the task given to us of being consumers rather than citizens, you know what the end result is. He says, so if you do get your $600 check for shopping, why not spend it only for activism? Why not join an activist group or build your own group? Why not block congressional offices? Why not build the revolution that could transform the U.S. and the rest of the world? And that's what he says. Well, I mean, that's not out of the question. I mean, he's essentially right on the basics here. I have to give him credit for saying what he said. But then again, he's a fellow who knows, because his family was dispossessed of their land in Palestine. And he can speak about that quite readily and quite clearly. So can many of us from abroad. As Americans, we have as much right to speak out against these policies. In fact, we have an obligation to speak out against these policies that are destroying not only the Palestinians and others in the Middle East to make room for the Holocaust that is coming, but the destruction of our own nation. And that, of course, should ring loudly and clearly to all of our listeners. Now, speaking of psychopaths and sociopaths, Bob Chapman's latest issue of The International Forecaster over the weekend deals with those in the banking industry and how they keep telling us only losing $1 billion is considered good news. Good news! Can you imagine this, ladies and gentlemen? This is the kind of sociopathic insanity we have to listen to these days, he says. Then their answer is to, quote, give us more money to throw at the problem, and we will solve it. They are lying, and they simply can't help themselves. They are in total denial. All of the foreigners are doing what they normally do, and that is they're dumping dollars in these times, which are, by the way, the dollars of deindustrialization, deregulation, so-called free trade, globalization, offshoring, outsourcing, better known as the termination of your livelihood. It has made us dependent on capital from outside the world. We have become junk bond junkies. We are no longer the most productive nation in the world, converting into sniveling, pathetic debtors who have been betrayed by our large transnational conglomerates. And you hear any of these so-called moderators of debates for the presidential candidates asking questions based on what I've just read to you from Bob Chapman? Not a one. Oh, a couple of times they've hinted at the, quote, immigration policy and the Wall Street scenario, but not in these terms. My goodness, they wouldn't dare. So along comes the little spider in the web, and he says, hey, guess what? This is the problem. And they say, time is up, Mr. Paul. We're just smack dab out of time. Well, sorry, but we don't have enough time to debate that. We just spent only an hour and 15 minutes talking with the other candidates. But you know what? Hey, if you're still in the race and you don't decide to get out, as we hope you do, maybe next time we'll have a little bit more time for you. How's that? And as he says, Chapman says, Ron Paul was cheated again, this time by CNN. Continuing the media's mass public deception, he received 5 questions and two half questions. Romney received 17, and McCain, poor McCain, only 15. Why, this is less than a third of what the others received. The elitists marginalized the discussion with a deep-seated bias toward the Illuminati candidates. Isn't that something, huh? My goodness. Are we surprised? No. But are we throwing in the towel?
No.
In fact, I think we're picking up a mop, a sponge mop. Yeah, maybe the time has come for swabbing the deck and mopping them up until they do interfere with the Internet. They have yet to reckon with the power of the people. People themselves who have had it with the lies and deceptions of this so-called New World Order. Be right back in the final segment, Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, 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 I've talked so much. Let me see if I can take a call or two right now. Let's go to the phones. Mary Ann in Arkansas. Hello, Mary Ann. How are you?
Hey, Rick Adams. I'm doing good. Thank you so much.
God bless you for what you do. You just do such a good job, and you do it consistently.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I appreciate that. You mentioned something about the delegates, and after the call, if you want to talk more about that, I'd like to hear more. I know that in college I covered, you know, heard all of this explained, but that's been a while ago. And now, I just read an article the other day, too, now, that Schwarzenegger, and we may have to research to find the article.
Yeah.
But he's attempting to do something in California that would switch somehow. It would really mess up the delegate situation.
Mm-hmm.
You may know what that is. I read the article and don't remember much about it, but it did seem significant.
Yeah, I don't have the specifics on what he's trying to do, but I know they've been trying to change the rules.
Exactly.
In the middle of the game, and they've tried that in a number of states to try to, the Democrats, you know. And, of course, you know what happened with Florida, where they weren't even counted at all.
Right.
But that's within the Democratic primaries. As far
right.
as the Republican are concerned, they are going to look awfully, awfully ugly at that convention.
Yeah.
You assemble all these delegates there, and you see delegations for Ron Paul and his people raise a stink because they're going to be there in great numbers.
Oh, yes.
I don't think there's any question that they're in a real hard situation.
Right.
Because they just cannot find an easy way to throw him out and say,
no,
look, we're not going to count his votes.
He cannot be dismissed. And the movement has grown to the point that while Ron Paul is, you know, our leader, if he were to not be there, there'd be another 1,000 or 10,000 or 100,000 that would rise up to take that place.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, we'll get into that more during the week, and maybe tomorrow night we will be getting Dr. K back on.
Oh, wonderful.
Because it's primary night, Super Tuesday, and we'll be discussing all of this.
Wonderful. Now,
week.
I want to mention I went to my first Ron Paul meetup group tonight in
Did
my
you?
Local area.
Okay, where's that?
Now, that's in Northeast Arkansas.
Okay, good.
Not big in number, but a tremendous amount of enthusiasm and lots of plans between now and November. Now, in Arkansas, we've got one gentleman that has really done his due diligence to expose some of the things that's gone on in our local, well, now national politics.
Uh-huh.
But if I could give the website, he's done a lot of research. He's got a lot of information under Freedom of Information
yep.
Act.
Sure.
ArkansasFreedom.com. And for anyone who has any questions about our former governor who's now running for President Huckabee, there will be a lot of information there. And if anyone has any questions, that's a good place to get that answered. And I do want to mention that I spoke with, I believe, a friend of yours, John Clark, is going to be representing Rick Stanley in his court case
well,
in Colorado.
Is. Oh, wow. I was just thinking about John Clara just today, as a matter of fact.
Well, I just spoke with him this morning, and he is now representing Rick Stanley. He's writing the writ that has to be submitted for the individuals on the Supreme Court. I don't know if there's 40 or what, but that will have to be accepted before it will be heard.
Well, we're going to get him back on the program soon, too, then.
Yes.
John Clark, yes, indeed.
Yes,
well,
indeed.
We're out of time, unfortunately,
thank
Mary Ann.
Thank you so
Listen,
much, sir.
Thank you for all you've done.
Thank you, sir.
We will be back, Lord
yes,
willing,
bye.
Tomorrow night. Good evening to you and to our listeners, to our supporters. Continue to support RBN. Keep listening throughout the day for more programming here on RepublicBroadcasting.org. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Tomorrow night, we'll be back. Another fabulous show. You join us at that time. Good night, everyone.